This is L1 from BTS here with another quick brain snacks. This is a Bibix brain snacks that's business in a box, and this is based off of the KBW knowledge-based workflow. So, you know, real quickly, I want to address the topic of setting expectations. So before I jump into that and offer my insight into the importance of setting expectations, I do want to say that this is a self-sponsored brain snacks, and it is all made possible by the Dynexum Project. Now, Bibix, for those of you who are new, Bibix would be business in a box, which would be tips and strategies that may over time actually help with somebody pursuing being an entrepreneur or being self-employed or having their own business. Or, you know, we do offer strategies and tips and, you know, advice that revolves around personal development. So that's more like you incorporate it. So anyway, the importance of setting expectations. So you've heard this in the importance of setting expectations in relationships. They say it's always good to have that expectation. Setting an expectation is different though in this respect. In this case, setting an expectation means almost similar to working with the end in mind. You are going in to your business, whether it's business building, whether it's meeting with a client, but especially when you're meeting with clients and you're meeting with prospective clients, you really do want to go in with an intent. What is your intent? What do you expect to get out of it? What's your goal? Now, does that mean that you're always just thinking about, number one, thinking about yourself? No, totally different. It's not being selfish. And it's not the same as having an expectation, you know, the kind that the therapists tell you to drop your expectations or you'll be disappointed in a relationship. No, this is more of a strategic expectation. So it's more like, what do you want to get out of this? What's your goal of this interaction with the client or with the prospect? What are you hoping to get out of it? And usually this means that you've actually planned, you've strategized something, you have something written out, whether it's on paper or, as we recommend, on a digital format, like in the form of a presentation, in the form of a checklist, in the form of notes, in the form of rehearsal that you did with your team. So that's setting expectations. So never, ever, ever go into a meeting saying, I'll wing it. There is such thing as spontaneity, of course, as spontaneity and fun and creativity. However, sometimes the best spontaneity happens because you've already predetermined ahead of time what your goals are going to be. That's setting an expectation. So an expectation is, what is the outcome that you want out of it? What's the goal? What's the meaning? What do you expect to get out of this? That's setting the expectation. That way, too, when you're meeting with a prospective client who will allow you most of the time, the business owner, the entrepreneur, will allow you to kind of take the lead, you're actually guiding them through it, and they allow it. That actually makes it easier for you to guide the client through the presentation and through the discussion, through the meet and greet, whichever stage you are in the meeting. Even with team meetings, you have to set expectations. So that's my insight. This is more of a conceptual Bibix here, but it's just as important. You know, it's the concept of setting expectations. So what's your definition of expectations? Would definitely like to hear from all of you. So this has been L1 with another Brain Snacks in Bibix KBW. And hope you guys are having a good start to your morning. I know I am. See you later.